Good morning, everybody. Today we're going to continue on Daf Yomi and Daf Tet Amud Aleph. Yesterday we were discussing the status of underneath a Korah and as well as between Lachi, where the question was that an area allowed to use or not allowed to use? And several ramifications have said din, whether that was because of the Mechitza being the purpose of the Korah being Rishum Heker. Therefore, if you're underneath it, you can't necessarily recognize it there, or based on whether the Korah makes it as if it's an actual wall underneath it, and the question of whether the inner wall or the outer wall is what makes it, and a whole bunch of variations of that. And we were talking about, you know, if you had a floating Korah, or if you had a Korah that's a little bit, you know, off from one wall, what would it stand to be? And we were discussing, you know, a lot of details around the edge of the mumbling. So, and today we're continuing on in that note as we are on Daf Tet Amud Aleph, about 15 lines down. Tani Rabbi Zakkai. So that's what we're up to. Also across from, there's an interesting drawing in Rashi about of the Korah Tzluya, where you got, where there's, you know, there's a Korah attached to the diagonal beam, so it's like right next to that picture. Okay, so Tani Rabbi Zakkai, Kamei Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Chayayim, V'tacha Korah Nidum Karmelit. So now, as we were saying before, which is basically a question, is it mutter or usher to carry there? Now we're saying, what status does it have? And is that, so we have the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that it's actually a Karmelit. It's in between, it's neither mutter nor usher, it's an in-between thing. Right about the Rishon Yochanan, Rosh HaTarabim, it's somewhere in between. So Amar Lay, so then Rosh HaTarabim, Puk Tani Dula. Basically, go teach this outside, don't teach it here, because basically, we don't think that's correct. Amar Abaye, Mistabra Milte, Rabbi Yochanan, Tachat HaKorah. So, then Abaye said, wait, I can explain Rabbi Yochanan's statement in terms of why underneath the Korah, you can say it's considered to be a Karmelit. About Ben Chai and Asur. I could, right, so you could explain why Korah is one of the other, but between, but the area that Shimon Lechi is, that everybody agrees is Asur, because there's no possibility of it being, a wall, so it's a flourish from Heker, and there's no way that you'll be able to recognize the Lechi if you're playing right on the edge right there. So, the Rebbe Amar Ben Lechi, I am Nami Mutar. The Rebbe's like, no, I can explain why you can even play between the side posts while I would still be Mutar. Amar Rebbe, Manam Yinala. So, Rebbe says, so where do I know this from? So, the Chi Atta Ravdimi Amar Yochan, Makom She'en Bo Arba Arba, Mutar, the name is Rebbe, the name is Yachid Lakatef Alav. Levad Shalom Yachlifu. So, if there is an area right on the edge of Shidra, which is an area that's 4 amot by 4 amot. Everybody is allowed to everybody's allowed to use it. Just you just can't switch. I think because it's considered to be a state that's accessible for both Shidra and Shidra. Yes, it's Diagram number 99. So then you're allowed to both you're allowed to rest things on it. Just make sure you don't switch, because once you switch, then you between the Shuyo, then you'll violate an Isser. And Abaye says that there it also has to be at least 3 Tzlachim tall, otherwise that wouldn't be, otherwise you wouldn't be allowed to use it like that. Amar Abaye, Manam Yinela. So how do we know that the end of this case here, this case right here, has to be at least 3 Tzlachim tall? So the Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav, Tocha Petach, Tarich Lachi Acher Hatira. So I'm going to say, why do you know that in between needs something else to fix it? So we're talking about a case where you have a lechi inside of the petach, where there's already a thing door. When you put a lechi there, you will need another lechi in order to fix it. Right? Then just because you already have a petach by the mavoi, you need to have an actual lechi, which is specifically meant to remind you is that it's their transition from Mavoi to Rabim is what you need, as opposed to as opposed to them saying it's fine. You could say that the two sides of the entrance are as if you have two lechis. We're saying no, that doesn't work. They're trying to compare that to the case of between the lechis you're mentioning before. So now the chitema to eat bay arba arba, and if you want to say that area we're talking about, the middle there, the entryway, most demarcated by the olive, is an area that's 4 amot by 4 amot. Hama Rav Chanin bar Rava Amar Rav Tocha Petach Alf Mishein Bo Al Bar Arba Tzarek Lach Yechar Lach Yiro. But then we have Rav Chanin bar Rava, who split explicitly that if the Petach isn't 4 amot by 4 amot, it's generally its own space, you still need a lechi to fix it in order to be able to use that area. But Rava, so how does Rava deal then? That's worrying about it, so what does Rava do? Rava hata the batura of a carmelite. Well, it's just a rabbim. Mashari. So Rava says, I can understand you're talking about they'll bring up to a carmelite. Well, that why would you say that being the case? Because when it's carmelite, you treat it as a carmelite, and that would allow you, and that would be sufficient. But if it's opening up into the Rishat Rabbim, how could that be mutter? So you see Shiva Ba'ara, Bagura, Bishmay Shmaya. So what did he do? One moment. Okay, so this is an idiom, sorry, I just had to look that one up, that Yitzhiva Ba'ara Bagura Bishmay Shmaya, that Basically, it means one thing in Beit Medrash Shamala versus people in real life who treat it differently. Right? So literally translated as a permanent resident on the ground and a stranger up to the highest heaven, meaning that even though you could make the argument, it's definitely you shouldn't make that argument. So. Okay, so why would you say that it's considered to be aser? So in matamin et minovanayir, what happens is that because since the carmelit that's outside, or the Rishat Ram is outside, is considered to be similar enough to the area between the Petach and the Lachis, so that area is the concept of matamin and minovanay, or that once there's two things that are of similar status next to each other, they'll affect each other. Meaning instead of treating them as distinct, you'll say that since one is us, the other one's us as well. And that's what's happening here. So therefore, when it opens into a carmelit, it'll turn the entryway into a carmelit as well. Whereas if it's open into a throbbing, it would not have.
Okay. But Rabbi, aren't we saying that that previous idiom, that it's counterintuitive, because you would think, isn't almost like a kal vachomer that you would think if you need it for a carmelist, of course you would need some kind of lechi for Rishus Rabban, because the avera would be so much greater going into a Rishus Rabban as opposed to a carmelist, no?
Correct. Just the thing is, we're more worried not necessarily about what level of Israel is violating. It's a question of whether or not you'll be able to know the difference and be aware of that and avoid the mistake.
You're saying that you would know that it's more likely you know the difference if there was a Rishus Rabban as opposed to a carmelist?
Yeah, and also the fact that we're saying that the area between is similar enough to the area outside, therefore they combine as if they're one area, and therefore we need a different fix. So that makes a lot more sense for Rishus Rabban, because nobody thinks that the entryway to the Mavoi is Rishus Rabban. It would be closer to being like the Mavoi itself, but then if the entrance to the Mavoi is considered to be a carmelist, and there's a carmelite outside, then you've got a carmelite missing the carmelite, and therefore it would be hard, it would take more to fix it than if it was just a robin, because you'd be fixing from a different angle. As opposed to fixing what's inside, you're trying to fix towards what's outside.
Okay.
Back to the Gemara. So Amale Rav Huna Braid Rav Yoshua Larava, the Atlas Bura to Ben the Fayanator. So, and now Rav Huna is asking Rava, wait, do you really think that It's not, you don't think that it's usher to carry vandal chayim. So, when, let's say when somebody decided to put up a lot of lechis on one side of the wall, so that in the diagram, that's diagram number 102, or if you wanted to, or to be seen from above, you can see it in number 104, right? 102, 103, 104, different ways when we say that you put up multiple lechis going back, right? So, again, we'll see how far it goes back, but the point is that that's going to be the problem. Also, you have a similar, you also have the photo in the above view in the Gemara as well, courtesy of Tosafot. So in that case, that's the case where there's a machloket between Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbanan. So now what's that machloket? Now the Gemara explains: Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel damar amrian lavud mishdamesh asado hapanimi shalach yetnimi. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, it says in this case allows you to say lahud. You can use up till the innermost edge of the innermost post, but no more. Meaning you'd get a lot less area. But according to the runner, said this is not a valid case to try and apply lover to. Therefore, you get to the inner edge of the last of the post farthest to the end, as opposed to one farthest in. But as you see from there, whether the question is either are next to all the lechis usur, or is it just the last one? But that's just a question of which is you consider to be your lechi, or all four lechi, or is the last one lechi. But according to both Rabbanon and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, ben lechayim is usher. So how are you saying that it's mutter to carry ben lechayim between the posts, right, corresponding to the posts? You're right. It should be, but I think that case is where it's open to karmelites and the issue of chaz v'neir, must be an open chaz v'neir that basically since the area between the posts is like a karmelit, and the area, and then the mavoi is open to the karmelit. That's why it mixes together, and why you need another lechi. But we're, and that's the reason for that. Avala shutarabim, my shari. So wait, are you saying that if it opens to shutarabim, then you would be allowed to carry in between lechayim? Yetziva ba'ar, gira b'shvesh maya. Like, yeah, you're wrong, right? That doesn't make sense. How's that? No. In it does. Matzavim mino v'neir. As we said before, how does it work? Since the area by the lechis is considered to be close enough to being a karmelis, and then outside is a karmelis, so we say that that each is type on some type, and then it got mixed together again. Therefore, it goes after being a karmelis, and therefore it would be equivalent, and therefore you'd be able to carry according to Rav. Okay, so now we're turning the daf to the tetum of that. Rav Ashi Amar Gigon Shiratafo Blachayim Pachot Ma'arba B'Meshach Arba Amo. So Rav Ashi says, what is the case? Is that you lined it up? Is that you line the whole area with lechis each time less than four amo over the course of four amo? So each one is less than four. Each of those in four tzvachim, so therefore it's an area that's not quite leveled yet, and then the whole area there is zalam. That's diagram number 104. Okay, that's diagram number 104. So that's what we did. So what's the status then? So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So again, we're going to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Gamliel, like we had before. Shimon Gamliel, Amar. Amrian lavod have a lay mavoi. So according to Rishon Gamliel, it says that we would apply lavod in this case. Therefore, you have the mavoi. Therefore, that means this whole inner region, right, this four amot, would then be its own considered to be another mavoi, and therefore you need an additional lechi to matir ben lechayim. The Rabbanan is amrian lavod, but the Rabbanan would say in this case is not lavod. You wouldn't need another one because you already are covered, right? Because for Rabbanan, you need to have a lechi. A lavud is three tefachim. For Shimon Gamliel, a lechi is four tefachim. For Shimon Gamliel, yeah. Another question? I guess not. We'll continue on. Alright, so again, the question there is the whole machloket is based on is lava 3 or lava 4, and it has nothing to do with this, and therefore the machloket it doesn't really have anything to do with the question of Sazer and the Chayayim. Do you really need another post? Can't we say that this case is similar to the case where outside can see it very well, but inside cannot? So, for that inner, that region. So that's dagger number 105, where we see near mivuchos, which means that you see there's a little bit jutting out. Right. So we have our mobile posts lined up, and then we have a little bit sticking out. So we're talking about that case. So there, right? So that if you can see, so there it will be different between when you're in the area of Baz Lachaim, right? You don't necessarily notice when you transition, but from outside you can clearly tell it where it is. So midi utama el Rabbi Yochanan. So that opinion with that, so that would Ravashi's answer of Shabbat would only work for Rabbi Yochanan. How can you turn on Rabbi Yochanan near Rabbi Yochanan, Shabbat Mishnim, and only doing Mishnim Lachi? Whereas, as it says, as we heard by Rabbi quoting Rabbi Yochanan, that if you can see it from outside, but it's considered to be flush with the wall from the inside, it's not considered to be a Lachi because it's not noticeable for the people inside, so it's not good. So now we're going back to explain, talk a little bit more about what it means by near mivachut shav mivachut. So it must. Near mivachut mivachut. Now we're talking about that parallel. Okay, so you mentioned the fact you see from outside, not from inside, or you can do the reverse. You can see it from inside well, but out from the outside the street you can't see it. Midu mishum lachi. Right, so then we said then it would be considered to be a lachi. So that would be the case. Do we have a diagram? Which one would that one be? Here. Here, that would be number one. That would be number 107. Where basically on the inside you see it, but on the outside it's like a continuation of the wall. Right? So there's clearly something sticking out for when you're leaving the mavoi, but if you're walking in, you don't necessarily notice that there's anything like different standing there waiting for you. Okay, so that's the case we're talking about. So but if you can see from the outside and from the inside you can't see it. Rabbi Shimon, so we have Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon reporting the opinion of Rabbi, and the machlokes of what Rabbi's opinion was. One of them says that you treat this as if it's a lachi. One says you treat it as if it's a, as if it is a lachi, and the other one says no, it's not a lachi. The question is whether or not it's considered to be good based on the fact that the people inside can't necessarily see it being a distinct lachi to remind them. So let's conclude that Rabbi Chiya is the one who says that it's considered to be a valid lachi. So basically, we have another statement of Rabbi Chiya, where he says that if you have a wall that is off a bit from the entryway, right? Whether that means that it is equal for the people inside can't notice it, but outside can, or the reverse. Either way, it's considered to be a valid lechi, even with a wall sticking out. So if that's for a case of a wall, that's called a lechi. Then even more so for an actual lechi. Rabbi Yochanan, Milosh Mi'aleha. Wait, did Rabbi Yochanan not hear about what Rabbi Chiya had said? Like, why didn't he address it? So Elosh Mi'alei, Milos Savarla. Rather, he heard about that opinion and didn't hold it. Rabbi Chiya didn't hold it in the end either.
Well, can you just explain that, Rabbi? He just explained the case of Rabbi Chiya what was it where the wall was a little bit off? Was that a case? My question is, was that a case where they could see it from the outside but not from the inside?
It's either one here. You have a wall when you have here. This is one. A left is you added it when you stuck a post to the wall, right?
Okay.
Therefore, it's clearly distinct from the wall. So Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that if you have a wall sticking out, that does not look like it's continuous, but it's still a wall, not simply a post tacked on. That's sufficient for it to be considered to be a lefty.
And you can see from the inside or outside.
Right, visible from the outside or from the inside,
okay.
And visible from the other side to see. Either way, that would be sufficient. That flatly off wall.
Okay.
Okay, so that's what we're talking about. Veneer show me a photo.
You could see it either place. So what would even be the issue?
No, because the issue is that it's either hard to see for people inside the mavoi, or it's hard to see as people in the out on the shitarabi. One party has difficulty seeing it, because as long as one party can see it properly, doesn't matter which one, it's still a valid lucky.
Okay, thank you.
If you have a lower standard needed.
Okay.
So. Okay. Now, back. So that was the time of Rabbi Chiya's opinion. Why he said what he said. Rabbi Yochanan immediately shmeila lehav. Deliver Rabbi Yochanan. He said no. He may have heard of that tzar that we've just been talking about. Rabbi Chiya not only said so. If Rabbi Yochanan rejected it, maybe Rabbi Chiya rejected it in the end as well. Hi, my. So who's the person who has the opinion? Bishlamar Rabbi Yochanan lotaver la mishum hachi lotani le. So I understand you want to say that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold it in the end, and that's why he admitted it. Fine. But Rabbi Chiya, if he doesn't think that the svara makes sense, why did he teach it? If it is quoted in his name. So what's going on here? So Amar Rabba Bar Avuna, near Bakut Shav Mivnim. So now, right again. So now, Rabbi Aruna says this case where you can see the outside, but you can't tell from the inside because it's flush. Nidonu shel lechi, because it's v'alechi. Then Amar Rabba, Motzinan v'yishma Hashemai Tzitzin. Now we're gonna ask you a question based on the Mishnah. Chatzer Ktana, Shartzel Gedola, Gedola Karen Ktana Masura. V'yish Hikafit Shel Gedola. So that's a rare case where the people in the chatzer. So the people in a small hut there, the walls fall down, and now it's connected to the large hut there. So the large hut there can still carry, but the small one can't. So because now the small hut there, as if it's an entryway into the larger hut there, and when you're standing in the large hut there, you can clearly see that it becomes smaller by the small hut there. So that's the near Mifim, right? So therefore, near Mifim, they can see, but from Bimachut, i.e., if you're in the Chatzer Ktana, you can't see that the wall's shifting as well, because it's not really apparent from where they're standing. So therefore, she said, so we're going to try to set it in the same place. So the Imita, and if Rabbi Chiya had held of the statement that no matter whether inside or outside sees it, then in the case of the most small courtyard that opens into the large courtyard with a wall between them divided and fell down, then you also did a lot of cavalry in the small chut there, based on the fact that the larger chut there can see clearly where the demarcation is. Yet we say that they can't. So, Amar Bezera, but it's nothing called the lake, Dana Lugdola. Rather, what is the case? It's where the walls of the smaller one protrude into the larger one. So therefore, it's not considered to be fully flush, and therefore, if you can notice it there, then that's why you can carry both the Ktana and the Gdola, but it's not a case of where it's near Mechus Shev Mifnim or Shev Mifnim near Mechus, because actually they can both see it. It's both near and both ends.
A quick question. Is it understood?
Yes.
That in order to carry in the big one and I guess in the small one, they'd have to make an Erev Chaseris as well?
In this case, if you want to compare between the two regions, yes, but there's just, the point now is that each region is considered to be mutar. So before Shabbos, we assume that each chater made their own eruv, not with each other, because they each made it, they're doing an eruv.
And you're breaking up, Rabbi. I can't hear what you're saying.
Each chater had its own separate eruv. They did not make a unified eruv, because if it had made a unified eruv, it wouldn't be a problem if that wall fell down.
Right.
Okay. So when we say the intrusion case,
am I the only one who did not hear a word?
Yeah, we're hearing this, Joel. Can you hear me?
You are hearing it?
Yeah.
I can hear you. Yes. Okay. So I didn't hear what the rabbi said. Okay. Fine.
So I'll try and explain again. So when there's a small chat there into larger one, so the small chat there is the one that. Right, so the small cut there, each of them beforehand could both carry in their areas, because each of them, one of them had done, either it was only owned by one person, or they had done an eruv already, each one separately. When it falls down, the question is, can they continue treating them as if they're separate regions or not? So if there's some indication that they're different, then that's enough to each one carry on their own in the region. And they carry between two distinct cut theirs, that would require an eruv cut there, which they wouldn't have put up, if they put up before, that wouldn't be a problem. If they had it, then they'd have a problem right now. That's why we say it's asur. Because they wouldn't have the rights to use that area. Okay, and we say that there's a, when they stick out, right, that's why it's relatively clear, because it's, because you see the diagram here, you see how there's like a difference in size, right? It's jutting out awkwardly, so therefore once it's doing that, that's enough for you to notice where it is, right? Once it's not simply like, you know, an abrupt change, but it's like, you know, there's this little jutting out gap, that's what allows you to treat them as still distinct areas. Okay. Okay. So the lema love of a tishtere. So why don't we say that love would apply? All right, sorry. I said that incorrectly. So the case with the sticking out walls is actually bad. As the diagram, basically these walls are sticking out. It's very noticeable for the larger one, but for the inner one, right? They're not so visible here. So the overhead view in 113 is a little bit better than the side view. So still 113, the overhead view. So where, let's say where it goes in a significant portion into the larger one. So in that case, so why don't we say, right? So now we're going to try and fix this problem and say, why should they both be allowed? We're going to say they should both be allowed because. So now we're saying, why is it a problem? So that should be a problem, because only one can see it, and one other one can't. So blame the love of a tishrei. Why don't we say the love it applies? And therefore you'd be able to carry the larger one, because you could say that the gap in between has been filled in of the small chater which fell down. And once that's been filled in, then it has a valid wall again, and we can utilize it. So why don't we say that? Okay, tema the miflagi tuva. If you say this, that maybe, and if the wall, let's say the wall is too big for the love to apply, because the gap between the wall here is more than three or four tefachim, whether it's for Yochanan or the Chachamim, like it's supposed to be more than that. So, v'ha tani rav adar barvimi kamez rabbi yechina katana be'eser gedola b'chadasre, that there's a, that what is the, so we have a statement that in the name of Rav Azabar, the son of Avimi, that if it's smaller, you can even have it be, if it's small, the limit is that for love would apply is 10, but if it's a larger chatzah, then it's 11, and then shouldn't that also be fine, and we should be allowed to use lovewood? So, Amar Avina, b'mufalugin, mikol tel zeh b'shnayim, mikol tel zeh b'arba. What is the case where one wall is two away So we again, so looking at the diagram, so we're saying that one of these small gaps is 2, right, over here, right? So one of the gaps on these sides is only 2, and one of them is 4. So one of those sides, we can say in Lovewood's to the wall of the larger hut there, like this area, this area between here gets filled in. Right, that area gets filled in. But the other side is 4, and if it's 4 or more, then everybody agrees you can't fill it in. That would be
so that would mean that it's not centered as it appears in the picture. It would be more to one side, therefore there'd be more of a gap. Is that what we're saying?
Right. It's not the scale, is it?
Correct.
Right. So the actual picture that we're seeing is not accurate. We'd have to make an adjustment to it, correct? For this new...
Correct. Okay. A different number.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. As they say in many standardized tests or diagrams, the image is not to scale.
Okay. Perfect.
So is that the case where the sides are different sizes, therefore one is the other word. Lama Lava Murokhaf, I'm a dishtray. So that's fine if you say both walls can't be counted as, you know, as being equivalent now, but well, you say one wall, it's the one that's only 2 away from the other one. We'll say that one's good. And that'll help us write the rest of it. So Rebbe, rather than going to the opinion of Rebbe, Damar Shnei Pasa. He says, Lachi, you need to have one leif on each side. One's not enough. The Tanya Chatzer Niter V'Pasachad, as he says, a Chatzer can be fixed with one pas, with one piece of upright board on each side. Good Lachi. But Rebbe, remember, Rebbe says, Shnei pas, you need to have 2 lechis, one on each side, in order to fix the breach. One board is not sufficient to fix that breach from the chaser. You would need 2. And since here there's only one of those walls can be considered to be able to be fixing the breach, for the other one is not considered to be valid for fixing the breach. Hi, Mike. So now the Gemara is going to say, like, wait, how are we doing this? Why are we comparing the chaser and the mavoi? They're different because one's a shushiyachet and one's a karmelit. So how are we comparing these things? Yeah, my bishlamon here, mikolosev mifnim. So I understand if you want to be talking about the case of invisibility's sake, and only doam mishum lachi. Right, whether or not that's considered to be lachi or not. Rabbi Sever lach, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Yenaleta, mishum hachi, tana bestar, gola bachadas, Rabbi Mishum, Rabbi Sever lach, Rabbi Yossi. If you want to talk to me about the question of the size of the post and whether or not that can end up closing up the size of the gaps. Fine, those dinim could apply across. But then which one are we talking about? We can't look which part is the one that we're trying to hear. So right now we're here's one that's, this is a little more to scale for the photo from above, right? So this one down here, 118 is one more to scale. Well, not precisely, but it's easier to tell there. Okay. Again, so this is again. We're just going to go back and explain what each of the post case we're arguing about is. This is the case where again, there was a cut there. This wall fell down or had been larger, and now we're trying to tell you remind you that you can carry in the cut there, but not in the shizurabim because the wall fell down and the gap here was too large. So again, it's put in a post in order to lessen this gap here. Because if the gap is a gap of 10 or more, then that means that we treat the cut there like the area that's connected to the rabim, because if there's a gap that is if there's a breach that is too large and it's not an entryway, that ruins the status of the cut there. Okay, and that's photo 119, right? So that was the one we said, but we put the posse, and the posse would be these. Would be putting up another board on each side. Okay, so we're trying. So which one we're talking about? You have to decide whether we're talking about near push other name, talking about the maximum width of the piritza, right? Or talking about well, there's one or two passes. So which one is it? Elia Mart near Milkoshev's name, Jidushim Lachi. So let's say that we're dealing with a case where they can tell from inside that it's the wall, but from the outside they can't. Sorry, from the outside they can see it, but inside the mavo they can't. And then we say that in that case it's considered to be bad lachi. But Rabbi Zera, Ivanita, or the Rabbi Lo Savalo, Kariosi, Gdola Baachad, Asrei, Lanali. So if you want to say that there an agreement in the case of Nira Mechush Abifnim that is considered to be a valid Lechi? And what about, that we don't know, but that doesn't tell us anything about the case of where the gap is 11. But then we only found fixed one side of it. So, what does he say? Imano Shach. Elam Ishurye Lagdola Kati. If the purpose is to allow to allow us to use the larger area, the larger chat there. But as there says, then it should be enough if you simply have it to be 10 and 2 tvachim, because 10 amot, and then the other 2 tvachim would be fine due to the dwavud. The email Mr. Lakhtana Kati, Ashwina, and if you're trying to allow these smaller one, then it's the case where they're much farther, where the two walls are even farther removed, because we're talking about the cap only being two, if we're trying to fix the smaller one, we should be talking about a larger, because we're talking about a larger gap then. All right, so it's saying, it doesn't seem to be, the language seems to fit, we're talking about the trying to make sure that the large cut there is much better, not the small cut there. To me, that would not be a good case, if we're trying to argue this whole time, of what the status of Ben, the Chayayim is. It would be helpful for that then. If we're talking about the case of the larger chutzner, which in our analogy would then be our mavoi, as opposed to being our the entryway where the lechi is. So now we're going back to our conclusion. So el alav shma mina nir b'chush shemifnim enu nidun mishum lechi shma mina. So rather we conclude that if it's, you can see it from outside, and inside it's level, it's flush, it's not considered to be a lefty. We conclude that way, right? That's what we learn from that statement, correct? So Amar of Yosef, Lo Shmia Li Lahashmatata. So Yosef says, I didn't hear what Rav Huna said, right? So he's trying to ask, you know, to explain how we got here. He's saying, you told me the Rebbe Rehuna said that, but I never heard that. So he's saying, so explain. So I'm like, by out to Martin Yalan. So the Rebbe says, wait, but didn't you tell it to us? But aha, I'm Martin Yalan. So he's saying, no, actually, you taught it to us, right? And now we're explaining what context he taught it to them, right? So basically, the issue here is that Rav Yosef forgot some of the teaching from his Rebbe Rav Huna. So, and now he's saying that these are quoting a deed, and he's like, wait, but I don't remember Rav Huna teaching that. So it's all predicated on that statement. So he's like, well, like, where do you know that statement being true from? Like, it's a quote support for that statement. So now Abaye is reminding his teacher, who had gotten sick and forgotten his learning, in this regard, what to do. So now we're going back. Now we're explaining when Rav Yosef said that statement, because he said Rav Yosef said Amar Rami Bar Abba Amar Rav Huna Lechi Moshech Etuch No Shel Mavoi. Lechi continues on the length of the Mavoi. Palkom Arba Amot Nidom Mishum Lechi. If it's less than 4 Amot, it's going to be Lechi. Mishamash Imo Chodov Nimi. And then you can also carry from the innermost edge. Arba Amot Nidom Mishum Mavoi. But if it's 4, but if that area's Lechi is 4 Amot long, then that area becomes on Mavoi, but also Shakul, and therefore the whole area is usher to use. Okay, so that's case number 120. Right, where you basically put the lefty on the end, right? So basically this we had before, we had a lefty that we had a that's not quite even. They put a lefty on one side to extend the inner wall. Question is, can you carry across from that lefty, across from that wooden piece you tacked on? So you're allowed to carry as long as it's less than 4 amot, because if it's less than 4 amot, it's not considered its own distinct area. But once it's 4 amot long, then it's its own distinct area, and you add a mavoi into another mavoi, and you need to fix the mavoi, because there's no lucky there anymore. So the two mavois that have not been corrected yet. Okay, so now we're going to analyze this statement. So So, and you said that we can learn three things out from this one statement, that one bright that we had earlier, right? So, Shramina, Be'elachai and Asur. So, what can you learn out from here? That cross from Lechi is Asur, right? Because whether the, because if you don't, right? Because look at the photo, then we have the case corresponding to what Lechi should be for the innermost region is Asur. Because it says, Chodop Nimi, right? So, Chodop Nimi is, right, so again, so if we say chodof nimi, that is where the white meets the gray in the diagram, right? So chodof nimi means that that means that the entirety of the corresponding part of the lechi, assuming the lechi isn't too large, is usur, which means that ben lechi ayim corresponding to the lechi is usur. So that's the first thing we learn out of that statement. Ushmamina meshach mavoi arba. We also learn that the largest area to give for a continuation of a mavoi before it becomes a distinct mavoi is 4 amot, because that's the maximum size of the lechi before the lechi creates on mavoi. We also learn that in a case where it's flush on the inside, but from the outside you can see it very clearly, that's considered to be a valid lechi. Right? Because as you see from the diagram here, right on the inside it's flush, but if somebody's coming from the outside, they can distinctly tell that it goes from being a proper wall to being a lechi, but on the inside you can't necessarily tell because it's a smooth transition.
This might be a silly question, Rabbi, but I presume it's not. I'm not saying it's a different color in reality, because then you could see that it was different. It looks like a wall from the inside.
Right. We're not correct.
Because all you'd have to do is make it a different color, and then you'd know, even if it was flush.
Correct. There's also a fun machloket lahalacha about what the how thick a lechi needs to be. And there are opinions that lechi, that we'll get to it in the Gemara, hopefully, that basically you can have a very thin lechi, where being let's say, like, just paint. We're not assuming color change.
It's indistinguishable in the inside.
Right.
Correct.
But Rabbi, is that the idea that how thick a lechi has to be? Because when we say you're not allowed to carry between the lechi, is that understanding that the lechi is so narrow that you wouldn't be a hecker and you might go in outside of the maboy?
No, I was talking about, say, if you put the lechi against the wall, the lechi is really thin. That's what I was talking about. We'll get there.
Okay.
Hopefully about the case, about the minimum width for lechi, but.
It's all around how distinguishable it is from the wall.
Correct.
As long as
it's a hecker, right?
It has to be a hecker. So the question is: does it need to be have actual depth difference, or just that it has to be visibility difference?
Beautiful.
So that's what I'm looking there.
So what's the reason why you can't carry in between the lechi? Is that for hecker, or that you wouldn't recognize it if you're
the lechi? Is because the lechi is what the demarcation is. Either he said it's because it's not sufficient hecker, or because the area is usher because you'll make a mistake, or because of a neighbor. Right? So the reason why we have to start in the lefty is because of either you can't know that the hecker there, or because we'll say because of a neighbor at that point.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see. Okay, so let's try and do it. The Hilchata, near Mechush of Mifnim, Nidu Mishum Lachi. So then we say the halakha, therefore, at the end of the day is that if you can see it from outside, but it's inside, it's considered to be kosher lechi. But didn't we just ask, how can we have refuted it earlier, but we say we passed it that way? What's going on? Ian, we should have taught Rebekhia Kavate. You're right. We did, but since we have an explicit statement of Rebekhia saying that it works, so our sorrows are nice, but since we have an explicit statement saying that we can do it. Okay, and now, okay, so the next section, so I'll pause there for the next section. And today we spent a lot of time talking about the area in between and whether it goes, whether it's mutter, or asur. We're discussing about the area between the lechi and between the korah. Today is almost entirely between the lechi. Question is also lechi that's visible from the outside versus the inside, whether or not that's a pseudo kosher or not. And if we've tossed as far as in both directions based on whether it's inside, people outside, is it based on its ability to recognize it or not? And then we conclude in the end that why do we say that it's good either way? Is, well, even though, again, all the svaras are good, but the conclusion comes down to because Rabbi Chiya stated that it's kasher, even if we could have argued in the svar that it doesn't make sense, but since Rabbi Chiya stated that therefore it's considered to be like a lefty, we conclude that it is like Rabbi Chiya, and therefore you can carry, therefore it would be mutar. Okay, so that's why we conclude like him. It's considered to be a lechi. It's considered to be a lechi, but you still can't carry in that area. Okay, but here we go, the same case.
Sorry, you just said it's considered to be a lechi, but you still can't carry in that area?
Yes.
Why?
Yes. That was the three shrines we had. That we conclude that it is near Mekush of Bifnim.
Right.
Right, is a distinct conclusion from the usage of the lechi. All right?
Okay.
So I think this will end today. Tomorrow somebody else will be giving the daf because I will be on a plane on my way to North America. Also, if people would like me to set up an email list, I can. Just let me know if you'd like that. That way I could send you things. But if unnecessary, I'll just I'll just mention it by word of mouth, I guess. If somebody's interested in a lot of the Halakha L'Maaseh, there's a lot of good books that have come out recently in that regard. There's a new one in English by Rabbi Jacker. Called Walking the Line. It's on Amazon. If you're interested in the more Halakha L'Maaseh side of it, as opposed to the we're doing, which is a little more theoretical. And there's also a whole bunch of other ones online. Also, if you're interested, I can file it.
Can you give us your email address?
There's a lot of good books that I'll. Yeah, so my email address is cmetzger@torontotorah.com. It should be on the Shul's website, also on the Toronto Torah website. Or you can email me at chaimmetzger@gmail.com, just depending which one you remember, I guess. They'll go to the same place. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a safe trip.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a good day.
You as well.